Chapter 14. Now it came about in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, Arioch, king of Elasar, Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of Goim, that these made war with Bera, king of Sodom, and with Birsha, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Admah, and Shemeba, king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is to say, Zoar. All these marched as allies to the low plain of Siddim, that is, the Salt Sea. 12 years they had served Chedorlaomer, but the 13th year they rebelled. And in the 14th year Chedorlaomer came, and also the kings who were with him, and they inflicted defeats on the Rephaim in Ashtaroth-Karnaim, and the Zuzim in Ham, and the Emim in Shaveh-Kiriathaim, and the Horites in their mountain of Seir, down to El-Paran, which is at the wilderness. Then they turned about and came to En-Mishpat, that is, Kadesh, and defeated the whole field of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites who were dwelling in Hazazon-Tamar. At this point the king of Sodom went on the march, and also the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is to say Zoar, and they drew up in battle order against them in the low plain of Siddim, against Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of Goim, and Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Elasar. 4 kings against the 5. Now the low plain of Siddim was pits upon pits of bitumen, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah took to flight, and went falling into them, and those who remained fled to the mountainous region. Then the victors took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah, and all their food, and went on their way. They also took Lot, the son of Abram's brother, and his goods, and continued on their way. He was then dwelling in Sodom. After that, a man who had escaped came and told Abram the Hebrew. He was then tabernacling among the big trees of Mamre the Amorite, the brother of Eshcol, and brother of Aner, and they were confederates of Abram. Thus Abram got to hear that his brother had been taken captive. With that, he mustered his trained men, 318 slaves born in his household, and went in pursuit up to Dan. And by night, he resorted to dividing his forces, he and his slaves, against them. And thus he defeated them, and kept in pursuit of them up to Hobah, which is north of Damascus. And he proceeded to recover all the goods, and he recovered also Lot his brother, and his goods, and also the women and the people. Then the king of Sodom went out to meet him, after he returned from defeating Chedorlaomer and the kings that were with him, to the low plain of Sheveh, that is, the king's low plain. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine, and he was priest of the Most High God. Then he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, producer of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, who has delivered your oppressors into your hand." At that, Abram gave him a tenth of everything. After that, the king of Sodom said to Abram, "Give me the souls, but take the goods for yourself." At this, Abram said to the king of Sodom, "I do lift up my hand in an oath to Jehovah, the Most High God, producer of heaven and earth, that from a thread to a sandal lace, no, I shall take nothing from anything that is yours, in order that you may not say, 'It was I who made Abram rich.' Nothing for me, only what the young men have already eaten, and the share of the men who went with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre. Let them take their share."